Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone wherever you may be tuning in today's episode from around the globe. We're here at the 2024 ARA Show in New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm absolutely pumped and super excited to not only be sitting down as today's guest, but also to be back here in the United States for an absolute jam-packed schedule over the coming days, sitting down with some absolute icons, legends, and leaders of the global rental industry. I want to firstly pass on my many thanks to Mark Simonson of the opportunity of being here in the United States, and a massive congratulations also goes out to both Mark and his wife Jackie with a new addition about to hit the Simonson household with the birth of their second child and first little girl scheduled in the next coming weeks. I'm sure their son Joshua is going to be absolutely over the moon with his new little sister, and what an amazing way to kick off the start of 2024 for Mark, the Simonsons, and his growing young family. So massive congratulations, guys. This is episode number one of our 2024 ARA Show campaign, and what a way to kick off. A previous guest making his first appearance on the Rental Journal back in June of 2022. Since then, many things have changed, with him being awarded the 2023 HRIA Young Professional of the Year Award at the Hire 23 show in Sydney. Over the past fortnight, has recently completed his International Rental Business Leadership Exchange Program with the ARA in San Francisco, and about to take on his first ever American Rental ARA show here in Louisiana. He's achieved experience and had amazing growth within the equipment rental industry over the past couple of years and since his first episode back in 2022, but rest assured, his immaculate head of hair has remained. I'm joined by Tom Wood from Camden Hire Australia. Tom, welcome back.
Thank you, Michael. Really appreciate you having me on, mate. This is it's quite the introduction. One thing's for sure, the hair is definitely still there. A little bit shorter this time around, but appreciate your very warm welcome. It's really good to be back, mate. Thank you for having me.
No, congratulations, mate. Tom, we've obviously had many chat Zooms and messages over the past couple of years within the HRA's YPN network back home in Australia. Finally catching up face-to-face, like we said before, in Sydney last May at the Hire 23 show. Mate, firstly, congratulations on the amazing accomplishment of winning this year's HRA YPN of the Year Award in Sydney, wrapping up your time in the program, expressing your thanks, your gratitude to the industry at the awards night in your incredible acceptance speech. Tom, take me back to that night in your home state of New South Wales, accompanied by your amazing leadership team in Camden Hire and accepting the award in a sellout crowd at the Industry Awards night. Mate, what a feeling.
That was really special, and it was one of those moments that I listened to the way you talk about it when you won the award as well, Michael, and it's never an expectance. There was a little bit of a sense of hope, but I never went into the development program to take out the award by any stretch.
Are you in the business of renting construction equipment and are struggling to keep track of your operations? This episode was brought to you by Lattner Software, your all-in-one solution for equipment rental management. Lattner Software offers a cutting-edge web-based solution tailored specifically for the equipment rental industry. Say goodbye to the hassle of being tied down to a desk or paper-based processes through the use of their mobile functionality covering CRM, inspections, transport, returns, and service. Lattner Software also comes with inbuilt dashboards that provide real-time insights into your business performance, such as equipment utilization, sub-hire spend, and revenue, meaning you'll have the data to make informed decisions at your fingertips. The Lattner team have kindly put together a customizable demo where you can actually pick and choose what's important to your business, so I've included a link in the podcast description. Back to the podcast.
And it was just one of those really... I felt it was quite humbling, actually, having gone through that experience. And for me, it wasn't anything particularly that I'd done, but it was just a whole different array of different people and individuals that had really sort of formed a team around me and supported and encouraged me. And you mentioned a couple of guys there, the team at Camden Hire. I wouldn't be half the person I am, to be honest, without the guys, Mark and Mike, the leadership team between Adam and Mick and Jeremy and Graham and all the other guys that have had, you know, considerable influence in my growth over the years. And it's another big thank you as well to the HRIA for that opportunity. And we talk about the amazing development programs that they support and hold for guys like you and I and the rest of the guys back home. And it's just amazing. It was just all opportunity for me. It wasn't anything particularly that I felt that I'd done, but that night was something really special. So to be able to get up there, and it was... We've talked a couple of times this morning about those pinch yourself moments. That was really one of those, how has this happened? Here I am. This is amazing. But it was really special. And a couple of people have talked to me about the speech, but I'm just glad that I was able to get out there and just thank everyone. I think that was, again, I talk about it being a team effort. It wasn't just me, but it was to everyone, to all the people in the development program. Bob Mules is another guy that I need to give a massive shout out to, an absolute legend. And I will probably chat about him later on because he deserves his own series of episodes, that guy. But that was really something. So, yeah, it was great.
You just mentioned Bob, your mentor, who many know, Bob Mules from Almac Pacific, an absolute wealth of knowledge and experiences alongside his amazing sense of humour. What did you gain from Bob during this 12-month project and your time in the program? And I'm sure that this relationship with Bob will continue to flourish for many years to come, like you just mentioned.
Yeah, it's Bob is just one of those guys. And I think we are super blessed in this industry to have a whole heap of different, these little fonts of knowledge and wisdom in Bob and guys that have been around the industry for a long time. But he's a special man. And our relationship at the start, I was not sure how to approach it, that mentor-mentee sort of relationship. And so I was very, very formal, and I'd send emails and I'd send Zoom invites and plan it out, and I'd say, let's catch up in 2 weeks on Friday. It's changed a lot. And towards the end of it was a quick text message, a photo of a beer, or we're going for dinner, or just a spontaneous phone call. And I only caught up with Bob. We've actually been texting him while I'm over here, and then spoke to him on the phone before I came over just for a bit of a catch-up. But he doesn't even... I keep having to remind myself he doesn't actually owe me any sense of actual mentorship now. But he's just so generous with his time, his wisdom and just knowledge on all things, whether it's the industry, hire and rental, but it's, whether it's, you know, professional development, or it's just being a good person. You know, I've just learned so much from him as a young man too, to be honest. And he's incredible, fantastic man.
Yeah, I think we've seen on many occasions that mentoring doesn't stop after the program's finalised. It continues, and it's really a relationship that you've built with Bob. Mm. Not only just a mentor to mentee relationship, but just as mates, working connections, and people wanting to develop themselves and work together to grow an industry together. So I think, like you said, that relationship and friendship that you have with Bob will continue to flourish for many years, and you'll definitely have him for a long time yet. I think you'll be stuck with Bob.
Yeah, I reckon I probably will be. Whether he likes it or not, I'm going to be clinging on to him. So,
Tom, if you could summarise and break down for the audience, what were your three main takeaways from not only your young professional experience as a program, but also your recent personal development journey throughout the equipment rental industry? What are your recommendations for future YPN mentees, or even for future mentors and people that are just generally wanting to develop themselves in the equipment rental industry?
Sure. So I think three main takeaways. The first would be, I think it's just about saying yes to things. And so I remember talking about this when I caught up with Mark on my first episode or my prior episode. You often don't recognise when opportunity's there, and you might see an opportunity and go, oh, is this worth my time and energy? But I think incredible things come from just saying yes and getting involved. And I was, my first ever experience, Mark Scarce took me to the Gold Coast for Hire 21. And I saw, on a sign there was the young professionals meeting. I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know too much about the industry at that time. Mark had just taken me away to get some experience and to have a look at a bit of a product, the products they had on the floor. And it's gone from there, in that Mark actually reached out and Mark Simonson, that is, reached out to have me on the podcast. And I sort of thought, I don't know if this is for me. I don't know if that's the sort of person that I am. I don't know if I can do it. I said yes. Managed to get through it somehow. I ended up making it work. And from there, he put me in touch with the HRIA. It was Katie Deloria at the time, to jump into the Young Professionals Network. And by some sheer miracle, I'm sitting here. So it's the opportunity's there, and I think you just need to say yes. A second takeaway I'd say is prioritise engaging with people and getting to know other people. And I was thinking about this morning. The word networking is great because it allows you to label the action of engaging with people in the industry. But I don't like it because it also makes it feel very transactional in a funny sort of way. So I think getting to know people without an expectation that you're going to get something back, because a lot of the time it actually fulfills a bit of a symbiotic relationship, and that you're able to support people and give back to people along the way as well. So I don't know when I'm ever going to give back to Bob Mules, but to take that relationship as an example, he's given a lot to me, and I hope one day in some capacity, whether it's business or personal, but I don't know how I'm going to be able to support that person in the future and what I'm going to be able to do to support them back. So that's probably get engaged and meet and interact with many people as you can. And the other massive takeaway is just how fortunate we are that other industry members are so willing to share their experience and their knowledge. And to talk about opportunity, there is just so much opportunity there to tap in to that knowledge. And we talk about being competitors in this industry, but you know the competition falls short in that we're all so willing to share. And this industry is amazing because everyone is always pushing for better. Everyone wants to bring the standards up, and whether that's our practices on site or in the quality of the products or the quality of the service or just how we're developing our teams and ourselves as individuals as well, I think that really, you know, stems from that culture in the industry of being so willing to share. So that's probably my main three takeaways, I'd say.
Tom, today we're very blessed with a unique opportunity to be chatting freshly after the completion of your International Rental Business Leadership Exchange program over the past 2 weeks. I'd love for you to share and run us through your experience with the Tool Shed Equipment Rentals in San Francisco, the amazing opportunity of the exchange program that we've both been blessed to take part between the ARA and Hire Association back home in Australia. You mentioned prior to filming, you got to see a lot of the Santa Cruz area in San Francisco, the 8 rental stores that they run, and also living with the family that runs the company, mate. Run us through your last fortnight, the experiences, the emotions, the famous sights you saw, and your journey here in the US.
Sure. So the last 2 weeks, I've been left speechless and breathtaking on a number of different points, to be honest. Like, it has just been utterly extraordinary. So I landed in... landed at San Francisco Airport 2 weeks ago, going, wow, okay, I'm about to live with a family for 2 weeks. I'd sort of met Robert and Barbara Pedersen on Zoom prior. I hadn't met them in person before, and I'm going, okay, I'm just going to live in their house with them for the next 2 weeks. And as soon as I arrived at their house, it just felt like coming home. Like Robert, Robert and Barbara, I'm just so grateful to them for having me, you know, be live with them in their house, get a full scale sort of an experience, and to bring me into their business and be so transparent with their operations and the way they do things as well. But they're just incredible people. Like I've just been quite overwhelmed and rather humbled, actually, to be honest, with the experience I've had. They've just gone above and beyond to try and accommodate me and encourage me. And Robert actually took me out to Yosemite, which was incredible. So saw the national park out there, and that was you talk about pinch me moments. It was just mind blowing. I've never seen something quite as extraordinary. And we were just hiking around, and we're just talking business, talking life, talking development, talking family. And it went from that very quickly changed from that sort of that obligation to chat and to hang out, to actually just wanting to spend time with these people. They're amazing. And so they're a family business too. So I've got a lot of time with Rob and Barbara's son, Rob as well, Rob Jr. And then their daughter Megan is involved in the business. And we got together for a Super Bowl party, and all the family and the grandchildren and the cousins, and everyone was there. And I just felt like I was at home with my family. And they're just amazing. So I'm very, very, very thankful to them. In terms of the business side of things, so they got me super involved. I was able to sit in one of their senior management meetings. I was able to take away a lot from that. I went out and they call them rollbacks over here, but the tilt tray.
Tilt trays.
So I went out in the tilt tray, or the rollback, sorry, for the day and spent the day with one of their drivers. I've worked the counter over here. I've gone around to all their branches, met all their staff, got involved, handled some equipment, answered the phone, done some contract work. It's been really, really special. So, yeah.
Yeah, mate, it's so true. And like you touched on previously, it's that culture of the industry.
It is.
Not only like we talk about the culture of the industry back home in Australia, but it really does flow even over here in the US. And it's so interesting, and a very similar experience for myself with my exchange being based with CES Power across Tennessee, California, and Florida. everyone open to share, willing to progress everyone. And it's such an amazing part of this opportunity that we've had together is, like you said, to see different places of the US that you never thought you'd be. Like you said, Yosemite National Park and a Super Bowl party and things that you dream of or see in the movies is absolutely amazing. But Tom, what's been the standout memory so far? I know there'd have to be one. Yes, I'm definitely in America moment. People you'd like to specifically thank, obviously the Pattersons have been a huge role player, and I'm sure there's a massive list of individuals and people that you've grown to develop amazing connections and friendships with whilst you've been here in the US.
Yeah, so it's a massive list of people. Obviously, when I've been over here, the Pattersons have been incredible. So Robert and Barbara, son Rob W, Megan, all their management team, so Tim and Sean and all the guys back there as well. All their family for just bringing me in and welcoming me in as part of their family. Like I acknowledged a couple of times, it would be super weird just to have this random Australian boy like show up and just live in their house. So I can't thank them enough for that. In terms of from the ARA, so Josh Nichols been a massive part of it. Thanks to Bridget, all the team over here for making this happen and for facilitating this experience. It really is it's really special, I think, and to have this opportunity to come and do it is just extraordinary. And so a massive thank you to the ARA for that, to the HRIA, to James and all the team back in Australia, just for their support and for facilitating this two-way relationship and also supporting and accommodating the American side of the exchange that's coming up in a couple of months. So that's a massive part of it as well as the HRIA. I need to thank them for all their support and through the development program and for the award as well. Massive thanks to them. To all the team again back at Camden Hire who are putting up with me not being there at the moment. And it's probably easy for me to jump over to America and experience all this stuff. But very grateful to them, to Mark and to Mike, for all their encouragement, support, in the way that I've grown up, not just in my career, but I largely attribute who I am as a person now and how I've sort of developed and grown over the last couple of years, particularly to the people I've worked with and the company that I've worked for. So I'm exceptionally grateful to the Scarces and all the team at Camden Hire as well. So, yeah. But the list is endless. I'm sure I've missed. There's so many people, to Bob Mills as well, to everyone. I can't even, it's just thank you to everyone. So
I'm sure that Camden will be happy to see you back in a couple of weeks. I know you'll be going to New York City and they won't know who you are when you get back, but I'm sure that they'll be throwing a bit of a party for you when you get back into Sydney, mate. But today, mate, being day one of your first ever American Rental ARA show, run me through what I assume to be your excitement and enthusiasm leading into the show here in New Orleans. I'm sure you'll be attending the Young Professionals event tomorrow night, and from what I've heard, we're set for an absolute mammoth show floor this year. What are you most excited to see? What are you most excited to experience and gain over the next couple of days here in New Orleans?
Excited is an understatement. I really can't, put it into words really how keen I am to be here and how overwhelmed I am by the whole experience, to be honest. But I'm super keen to get on the show floor. I've obviously been to a couple in Australia with the HRIA's shows and conventions, but this is going to be really special. So I'm excited to see the product. I'm excited to get around on the floor, say good day to some people on the stands and visit some of our suppliers that we rely on really heavily back home as well for our equipment. And I'm really just keen to meet people and just engage in the community over here and put faces to names that I've heard of all these amazing people and this amazing community and this amazing association over here. So I'm really quite excited to get to know some of these people as well and introduce myself. Young Professionals Night's going to be a really good time, and the House of Blues on Tuesday, we've got a massive week coming up too in networking events and enjoying ourselves too. We're in America on the other side of the world, so it's going to be a great time. But again, I'm just very, very excited and grateful to be here. So
that's right. It's a big couple of days, mate. So I'm hoping you're well rested and you're ready for the next the craziness of the ARA shows that they are, the amazing networking events, like you mentioned, education and putting those faces to names of these industry leaders that you might see on LinkedIn, on social media, that you read about to actually be here in the US is an amazing opportunity for you. And I'm sure, like you said, to see some of those suppliers at Camden do partner with as well will be a great opportunity. But Tom, you've now been at Camden Hire for just over 8 years, initially starting in a casual yard position during the weekend, school holidays, and as a part-time job during your schooling years, now developing into such a fruitful career in the equipment rental industry, now taking you internationally, growing your network, knowledge, and experience. How has your love for the industry developed during your career? And additionally, what would you recommend to a fresh starter entering our industry in 2024?
My perspective, it has probably changed a little bit in where I stand in terms of coming in from not knowing anyone or anything or just fumbling my way through. And now I'm quite lucky that I do know some people, and people, for whatever reason, seem to come and say good day to me. I'm not sure why. But so everyone, I think my perspective has changed a little bit. My love has developed in the sense that it's now just a real sense of appreciation for what it is. And you walk around your first show and you start to get to know people, and you're all sort of deer in the headlights sort of thing. But I think the more you start to understand and the more people you start to get to know, it is a real sense of appreciation for me. And in terms of advice for someone getting started, I think it really is just to get involved in as much as you can. And if you are really just getting in the industry for the first time, see if you can get involved in something like Young Professionals, or get along to some HRIA meetings, or just LinkedIn's an incredible tool as well. And we're only talking about this before, but just how great a resource it is actually to be able to reach out and connect with people that 20 years ago you probably couldn't do. You weren't able to reach or attain that sort of relationship with people or connect as easily as you can. But I think just getting in touch with people that are in the industry and just getting involved as much as you can, whether that is through the association, if the business you're working for or if you're starting a business is involved in the association, but just reaching out to people and getting as involved as you can, I would say, would be my advice.
Tom, during your incredible acceptance speech at the Hire 23 show, you said that the industry really wouldn't be what it is without the people in it. Mm. What impact has the culture of the equipment rental industry played in your development from a teenager working in a rental yard to the Tom Wood we see you as today? Some specific contributors to the success and some mentors that you've had along the way. Obviously, we've mentioned Bob Newells and a lot of the guys at Camden, but who have really facilitated this development?
Yeah, it really is the people that are around you, I think. And that is, I talked about that in my speech, is that's what our industry is. You know, our industry is the people that make it up. And it is so special because of the kinds of people and the particular people that do make it up. So the industry is amazing because it facilitates formal mentorship, but there have been that many other people that I can't even begin to list that have played a little bit of a role or added, you know, just a couple of little bits of wisdom or advice that you take in the back of your head and you take forward with you. But it's really special, I find. And so Bob Mules in that formal relationship setting, but guys back at Camden Hire, I've spoken about Mark and Mike, Adam Mully, Mick Gunn, Jeremy Brown, Graham Mully, all these guys that I've been able to tap into over the years in their senior management team. And it's amazing because everyone does things differently. And you're able to, you know, pick out these different little methodologies and little, you know, bits of wisdom and experience that you start to slot into who you are as a person. And, you know, weaving together to be able to handle the next issue or to apply those different skills or that set of knowledge that you've taken from this massive network of different sort of points of and perspectives, and that you apply that to the next situation or your next challenge, or the way that if it's, you know, as simple as handling a staffing issue at work, or if it's, you know, planning your next, you know, the next developmental stage of your career. It's all about bringing all that knowledge together, I think. And again, it is the people that you're able to get around you and your team. And it's a super cliche sort of an image, but it takes a village to raise a child. But I think it also takes a community or a village to develop yourself as a young adult or in the industry, but also in your career too, I would say. So, yeah.
Mate, in your first episode hosted by Mark here on the Rental Journal back in Sydney in 2022, the question of how do you define success was asked. Your main criteria and personal definition of success was to, one, to do what you love, but two, to love how you do it, with an emphasis on relationships and integrity. How has your approach and your journey so far influenced this personal definition of success since your first episode here in the Rental Journal back in 2022?
Yeah, I'm glad I chose that definition actually, because I think if you'd talked to me when I was 15, the definition would have been very, very different, probably pretty shallow, to be honest. But I look at it now, I still stand by that. I think it has influenced the way that I've done things a lot. In that, I think success is less about yourself, but more in the way that you can influence other people. And I look at guys, and to talk about Bob Mills again, or to talk about Mark Scarce back home in Camden, or Robert Pettersson here, these guys are successful because they're in positions where they're able to support and encourage other people. And they've achieved things that allow them to encourage and foster growth in other people and influence in different ways, whether it's in their businesses or whether it's in the community or in social groups or in their friendship circles. So I think that definitely has influenced the way that I've tried to develop, I suppose, in my career, but also as a young person just growing up too. Like, I want to be able to support and encourage other people, and to do what I love is, you know, to come to work every day, to do something I love, to be around people that I love, to catch up with friends during the week, to go away on a holiday. That's success. But what I'm able to give back out of that experience and give more so than receiving, I think, is the real side of success for me. And that's loving how you do it, I guess. So it's definitely influenced the way that I've done things. But I was happy with that definition a couple of years ago. I'm glad I thought about it a little bit. So yeah,
man, I love that you mentioned the word growth, enthusiasm, and really wanting to give back to those people that have given something to you, or even in the future maybe becoming a mentor in the program. And I'm sure you've helped many people along the way already, even though you have been only in the industry for quite a short time. But mate, you've been on quite the journey so far. What's next for Tom Wood? What are your future plans, future goals, aspirations? What are we to expect to see from you next?
I think I'm always just trying to push to be the best version of Tom that I can be, I suppose. So from a practical sense, hopefully this year, pretty confident this year, I'll be able to finish my university degree, so get my Bachelor of Business Management done. That's been a long time coming, with a couple of different little deferrals in there along the way, but we're going to try and get that sorted, and might take a break from the study, but I'll definitely be looking to do another postgraduate or hopefully my master's a little bit further down the line as well, which is really exciting. I talk about it being exciting now. I'm sure I'd read it at the time, but that needs to be done. So that's from the educational side. I'm super keen just to stay involved with the HRIA. So I'm lucky enough to come onto the state committee for New South Wales this year for the HRIA, which is a really exciting opportunity. Big thank you to Emmanuel for having me on the team and for reaching out and getting me engaged. So I'm super, super excited for that. That's for that growth and where that's going to be able to take me, and how I'm going to be able to give back to the industry as well. And I'm just super passionate with the work that I'm doing back at Camden at the moment as well. So very keen just to be able to keep contributing and learning and developing. And I might be biased. I think I'm working under the best team in the game. Again, there's some pretty good teams out there, but I might be biased too, but I'm super lucky to be surrounded by amazing people in my teams back home. So I'm super keen just to get back and keep the momentum going and keep growing and developing. And that'll be me, I think, just being the best version of Tom that I can be. So
Tom, I really do appreciate your attitude, your passion for what you do, and having you as very much a like-minded individual to myself, with both of us being in our early 20s. I'm so extremely excited to see the both of us continue to grow, to continue to develop in the industry for many years to come. Tom, I want to once more pass on my massive congratulations on your recent successes. Thank you for your time, your wisdom, and soak up the next couple of days here in Louisiana.
I will. Thank you very much, Michael. Thank you for all your hard work as well on the podcast, and for paving the way as well for me to be able to do what you've done too. So I really appreciate it, mate. Thanks for having me on. What a pleasure.